Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, everybody. With great pleasure, we bring in Peter Schweitzer, president of the Government Accountability Institute, and he's got a whole string of bestsellers. His latest book just out is called Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. Been some great coverage in Breitbart and the New York Post and Politico, which is pretty cool. Anyway, Peter, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Larry.
I'm sorry I missed you on TV. I was kind of under the weather.
Understood.
So we're glad you're here on the radio. You know, look, I have not read the book yet, but I read a lot in the Breitbart articles. So I was well aware of the fentanyl connection. Okay, I was well aware of it when I was in government and out of government. But here's what I didn't know. Talking about the gun trade, arming people in the United States or infiltrating guns, I didn't know anything about that. Maybe I should have. But that's new information to me, Peter, and I wondered if you could walk through there. This is China's disintegration warfare plans to kill Americans, and so social chaos and so forth. What can you tell us about that, Peter Schweitzer?
Yeah, it's a comprehensive strategy, disintegration warfare, well established, based on a book written by military officers in 2010. And it's what it sounds like. The goal is to defeat the United States without actually having to fight the United States. So part of it is the fentanyl poisoning. They are involved in every stage of this poison coming into the United States, not just the precursors. The Mexican cartels are really the junior partners. But you also have other things they're doing. Some of the very violent Antifa-type protest groups operating in the United States, I established that there are financial ties and other communication between those groups and China. And they're beholden to China, so they're promoting social chaos. And then you have the problem with what are called Glock switches or auto-sear switches. This is a small device, highly illegal in the United States. You can't manufacture it or own it in China either, but you attach it to the back of a Glock handgun, and it turns that handgun into a fully automatic machine gun. And I got access to Department of Homeland Security, FBI reports that they have been smuggling these. The Chinese have been smuggling these into the United States since 2018, thousands of them, specifically targeted at criminal gangs and drug syndicates. And it gives them enormous power when facing the police. As customs has gotten better at intercepting these things in the mail, what are they doing, Larry? They are now setting up manufacturing facilities in Mexico because they want to smuggle them across the open border into the United States. So this is one of the reasons you're seeing the rise in machine gun fire and violence on America's streets. And it's part of China's plan to destabilize us.
Boy, that's some story. The gun story, the Glock story, Peter, that is some story. I mean, I know that China has been infiltrating Mexico quite a lot. I just wasn't aware of this particular angle. And they're selling it. They're pushing it out to what these organized gangs that operate, you know, big L.A., Chicago, New York, for example.
Exactly. In fact, Homeland Security said in 2020, this has reached a saturation point in Los Angeles, Miami, and other urban cities. And, you know, here's the problem is not only does it sow chaos in our streets, China then runs stories. You can go on Chinese state media and they run stories about, look at what's going on in America, the disintegration of America. There's all this machine gun fire on the streets. Mm. What they omit, of course, is the fact that these devices were brought in from China with the express purpose of engaging in this behavior. And this is kind of part of something that China had done in the past. Remember in the 1990s, there was a big scandal when Norinco, a Chinese state-owned company, tried to smuggle 2,500 fully automatic machine guns into the port of Los Angeles during the Clinton administration. This is a new version of that, but it's even more potent because you don't need the big gun anymore. You've got these little devices that will create a machine gun out of a Glock handgun, and it's an enormous problem. And the Biden administration, as with fentanyl, as with these other issues, simply does not raise this issue with China. They want to take away the Second Amendment rights of American citizens when it comes to so-called assault rifles, but somehow they don't want to confront the Chinese and say, why are you doing this? Why are you selling these openly on Alibaba in English to Americans and targeting them to criminal gangs in our country?
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit
gcu.edu. Folks, we're listening to Peter Schweizer and his new book called Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. Peter, just to continue that last thought, how much of this is because the Bidens' double dealing and influence peddling has completely compromised them with respect to China? How much do you think that is? Is it linked?
I think that's a big component. I mean, you always have the lingering policy prescription of, oh, we just need to be open and kind with China. That policy, of course, has failed. A lot of it has to do with the personal ties. And one of the things I point out in Blood Money is, Larry, it's not just money from China. It's where that money comes from in China. So if you look at the fentanyl trade, the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico, they are the kings of fentanyl. Mm. Everybody acknowledges that. Well, there is a Chinese criminal gang called UBG that set them up in the fentanyl trade. And the head of that gang is a guy named Zhang Anlo, who goes by the name White Wolf. Mm. The head of that criminal gang, White Wolf, had a business partner. That business partner is one of the Chinese businessmen that sent $5 million to the Biden family.
Mm.
So you literally have one degree of separation between the first family of the United States and Chinese gangsters who are involved in setting up the fentanyl trade, which is now killing 100,000 Americans and is the leading cause of death for people under the age of 45 in the United States.
Mm. And we know that China continues spying, hacking, infiltrating colleges, everything. We know that, flying balloons over the country. And it's like the Bidens didn't really lift a finger. That's the part I do not understand. You know, Peter, I saw it a few years ago in the Situation Room downstairs in the West Wing. The FBI gave us a blood-curdling demonstration report. Remember the Chinese phone company Huawei? We've since banned them, right? But they were very big. They had a big toehold in the United States. So they put up just ordinary telephone poles, right? You know, like there's telephone poles in Kansas. There's telephone poles in the suburbs. Hang on a second. The Huawei telephone poles had ultra-tiny cameras trained, and they would build these pole systems next to U.S. military bases. Blood-curdling report from the FBI. I mean, there were like 20 of us in that room. Everybody, you know, the upper echelons, and there it was. And right after that, we just finally busted Huawei right out of the country. But they ordinary wooden, remember the wooden telephone poles? I mean, we grew up with them. Well, they had mini, mini cameras, and they would build this stuff right next to military bases. Colorado, the Dakotas, Northern California. The damnedest thing. They'll stop at nothing.
Well, and Larry, we had in the Trump administration an administration that was prepared to challenge and confront China on these issues. Mm-hmm. And that's the part that's shocking to me. I mean, if you look at between COVID, I have a section in the book on COVID, not only the people that died from COVID, which I think pretty much everybody clearly acknowledges was a lab leak. This was not a natural occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
But as I point out in the book, they took a series of steps to increase America's body count. in COVID. So we lost 1 million with COVID. We're losing 100,000 a year through the fentanyl poisoning. We're losing thousands of others through violence that's occurring in our streets. So you literally have the United States suffering these casualties that are wartime casualties. Mm. I mean, from fentanyl, we lose every year the equivalent of the combat deaths in Vietnam and Korea. Mm. And yet this administration has nothing negative to say about China. They'll ding them on human rights. They'll say something about Taiwan. When Joe Biden meets with President Xi to talk about fentanyl, he goes out of his way and says publicly, it's not about finger pointing. Well, then what's it about? And that, I think, is the glaring situation we're in. America's on fire. China is standing there with an empty can of gasoline, and the Biden administration is saying nothing about it. And that's the most troubling part, I think, about the book, the lack of action by our political class.
You know, Peter, I was there at the G20 meeting in Buenos Aires, Argentina. I guess it was 2019. And was on for a couple of days. We had dinner with Xi Jinping, right? I mean, it was like long table, the two presidents across, and each president had their top aides and so forth. And the first thing Trump said was fentanyl. He raised it. First thing he said. But you know what? Xi Jinping lied because he said he was going to make it a capital offense. He said he was going to send the cops on it. And the story's gotten, as you've chronicled, vastly worse. I mean, he just lied. He told us what we all wanted to hear. And it did sound convincing at that moment. You know how you hear something at that moment? And, you know, Trump is a tough guy. He's no pushover. But they know China never followed through.
And you don't expect somebody to lie to your face. But the thing we have to keep in mind is two things about President Xi, I think, that people may not appreciate. Number one, he idolized his father. His father was a CCP official. He made a mausoleum. His father, one of his father's famous acts, was as a 14-year-old boy poisoning a teacher because he wasn't sufficiently revolutionary. The second thing is President Xi's wife is a singer who serenaded the troops at Tiananmen Square after the massacre.
Peter Schweitzer, the name of the book is Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. Peter, thank you. Terrific stuff. We appreciate it very much. Folks, quick break. On the other side of the break, we will do some stock market work. How about that? Please stick around.